Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the lead story is not good. The Green Bay Packers are not going to the playoffs for the first time since 2008. And, Mike, that's got to be kind of a strange feeling. That's a long, long run.
Definitely. I mean, it's disappointing, stating the obvious. You go through a lot of mixed feelings. But at the end of the day, we still have two games left, Larry, and it's important for us to go out and especially with the week of preparation, get ready for the Vikings. You know, it's going to take us playing at a very high level, Saturday night with the winter climate. So it's a good opportunity for some of our young guys, particularly Brett Hundley. But, we're excited about what's in front of us. But, the standard in Green Bay is obviously getting into the tournament and getting into the playoffs and having the opportunity to win a championship. And we did not reach that goal this year.
Mike, you made the decision to put Aaron Rodgers on injured reserve. Could you talk about that decision?
It's amazing what he's been able to do, come back in the time frame that he did, and the medical clearance, playing in the game in Carolina, took a number of hits in the game. And frankly, as an organization, we just felt this was in the best interest of Aaron Rodgers, taking into account all the variables, and we decided to put him on IR. So, he obviously struggles with that. I think like all of our players, you don't want to end your season on IR. And as we know, I mean, Aaron's extremely, extremely competitive. His competitive spirit is second to none. But at the end of the day, Larry, it's in his best interest.
Mike, some people would say, so all the Green Bay Packers are playing for in their final two games is pride. But isn't pride where it all begins?
It's where it all begins, yeah. I mean, these opportunities to be on the 90-man roster in Green Bay and throughout the NFL is, I like to say, they're not handed out. It's not a lottery ticket. You have to earn it. And, our men have a lot of pride. They clearly understand the responsibility of being a Green Bay Packer. And, I look for our guys to come out here and compete and win.
Mike, is it a situation where you'd be more apt to play younger players if given the opportunity?
I think you have to do whatever you need to do to win the game, Larry. I there's definitely a sentiment. I think our personnel department would like to see certain guys play, but that's to me, you have to play to win the game. Our fans deserve that. The players in the locker room deserve that, and that's my approach. So the 46-man roster will reflect we feel gives us the best path, the best opportunity to win this game.
Mike, if every season is a journey, this particular journey sure has been different, hasn't it?
Well, definitely. I know you and I were talking about this earlier. It has been clearly, each year is a privilege, and every journey is different. But this is by far the most, herky-jerky, season that we've been on. It just seemed every week it was something else you had to deal with as far as the challenge, whether it's the offensive line injuries and then obviously Aaron's big injury, and we just had our fair share, or maybe more so, than the challenges that you normally do. But we could never really get into a 2 or 3 or 4 game flow as a football team, and it's so important each year to win and then stack success and build off of that, and that was a real challenge this year.
Mike, let's talk about your opponent Saturday night, the Minnesota Vikings. The team's got balance. I mean, they're top 5 defense, top 10 offense, and their special teams ain't bad either. It's a very balanced football team.
They do a heck of a job. I think you've seen the maturation of their talent. Really came into light this year. Their defense has been playing together for a while. You've seen in the playtime report that, for the most part, they have to have excellent continuity throughout their team. And like you just said, all three phases are playing at a very high level.
Thank you, Mike. He's elusive, but we caught up with him. Randall Cobb is next on the Mike McCarthy Show.
To the end zone for the touchdown, Randall Cobb!
Over the middle, got Randall Cobb wide open. Goes to the right side, got Randall Cobb.
Gets the snap, looks left, looks right, scrambles right.
Rodgers hit as he dumps it off. Right side, Cobb, 20, 15, 10. Cuts it back to the 5, to the end zone for the touchdown. Randall Cobb.
Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb. And Randall, thank you for being here. And unfortunately, the headline this week isn't real good news. For the first time in your career, the Green Bay Packers are not going to the playoffs. How's that hitting you, Randall?
It still hasn't really set in yet. You know, it's definitely frustrating. It's been a frustrating year for us, the ups and downs. And we missed out on a few opportunities. But, you know, that is the way that it is. And, you know, you just got to continue to move on from it. And, you know, we got 2 games left to gear up for before the offseason's here.
Okay, well, let's talk about some fun stuff and a couple of your catches during the Carolina game and a touchdown catch. Okay, you break free, you catch it. On about the 15, there's 2 Panthers that are in perfect position to stop you short of the end zone. And yet you end up splitting those dudes. Now, how does that happen, Mr. Randall Cobb?
Well, once I caught the ball, you know, I'm running up the sidelines, and I was trying to race them to the pylon, to the corner, and see if I could maybe dive, you know, but they had the angles, like you say, and you know, I thought maybe I'd be able to cut it back and you know, bypass both of them. And Coleman, he came with me a little bit, so I was able to get him to kind of overplay it and able to split the two and dive in for a touchdown.
Randall, you embarrassed those guys. Could you imagine those guys watching that on tape Monday morning?
Yeah, I mean,
too bad, huh?
Yeah, that, you know, that's you know what, one of the things that I pride myself in is the ability to break tackles. And you know, I say it all the time, you know, anytime you get the opportunity, you want to go out there and you want to give everything you got and put yourself and the team in the best position. And I talk about it all the time. I feel like I need to break more tackles. And I missed a few in that game, but that was definitely one of the highlights.
I want to ask you about something else. Your first catch of the Carolina game, you go upfield and you make a real strong move to the outside. You're running an out. Luke Kuechly, he jumps on that, and all of a sudden you take it back up the field. Do you, like, look at yourself as a crafty receiver? Do you take pride in doing things like that?
Yeah. You know, as a receiver, one of the benefits that we have is we know where we're going. So it's all about making the defender think that we're going somewhere else. So on that particular play, you know, I knew that Luke had help over the top. So he was quick to jump the out route. And so I was able to get in a good position to make him think that I was running the out route and turn it upfield and make the catch.
Now, Randall, I think you guys collectively are the best blocking wide receivers in the National Football League. You guys make it a point to help your buddies. But during the Carolina game, a couple of things I noticed. You had this little stack formation where 3 of you in the backfield there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first quarter, I believe, 3rd and 2, you're on the edge of that thing, and you cross-body a full-grown defensive end, and Jamal Williams runs right inside your block for a first down. Now, another time, Aaron Rodgers, like 7-yard run on an option, you were in that same stack, and that time you got 2 guys down, one of them being Julius Peppers. I mean, there's a little size differential. Talk about your nose for the rough stuff.
Yeah, that is anytime you line up across from Pep and you see Julius right there, definitely don't want to block him. But, you know, that's my job on some plays. And that particular play, you know, I definitely pride myself in my run blocking. And, you know, I always tell Coach Campen, the offensive line coach, that, you know, I'm one of the best cutters on the team, and he agrees with me. But I'm just doing my job on that play, you know, trying to open up the crease for the running back to get through. It's a short yardage play for us. And we have about 4 plays that we run off of it, but that's one of the bread and butter that we normally go to in 3rd and short.
During the season on the My Cause, My Cleats game, I noticed that you had kind of an interesting statement on your cleats, and it was curiosity and knowledge. Those were the 2 words on your cleats. Could you talk about that? I think you were probably the only guy in the league with curiosity and knowledge on your cleats.
Yeah, so my cause, my cleats, this year was for Sharp Literacy. They're based out of Milwaukee. They're influencing the kids in curiosity and knowledge and trying to push education and trying to make the kids understand the importance of education that it has on your future. And I definitely agree with that. You know, I went back and got my college degree while I've been here in Green Bay, and I really value education, so I wanted to do something to help push that forward.
Another thing for you. What was the deal with the Christmassy suits? All the receivers had them on the last road trip to Charlotte. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're just in the spirit. You know, it's that time of year. Christmas, we all get excited for. And, you know, we're big kids. We enjoy Christmas just like everybody else. And we figured it'd be fun, just a little something lighthearted for us to do. And we all were able to get the suits and wear them together.
Randall, I got to confess, I'm like the world's worst at social media and all that kind of jazz. But you've got a dog named Louie, and I'm actually aware of your dog named Louie. What's going on with Louie these days? What's with that?
Louie's just hanging out. He's excited for Christmas as well. He's enjoying the snow right now. He loves going out and playing in the snow in the backyard and running around. But he's just hanging out. He's more cat-like than he is dog-like. He loves to go and do his own thing. So he's probably right now sitting on the bench looking out the window out the front door, probably barking at the neighbors.
Randall, thanks for being with us. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment. Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, I've always been fascinated by your run-pass options and how they've evolved over the years. But lately I've been seeing something. I don't know if it's a run-pass option anymore. Is it? And I'm talking about this particular play.
Definitely. I mean, it has an opportunity to be a run, but this is a quick screen. We call this a field screen out, you know, obviously outside the numbers here. So, you know, keep people involved here. You can see Randall and Devontae. Those two are the screen runners. All right, cool. Now, with that, your favorite part of the play, we'll just illustrate is what's going on in here, is the one-back power play, okay? So you look at you got one, two, three, four, obviously four linemen. You got an eight-man front. So you want the action of the power play. You can see the reaction we get from 27 here, but then you throw the screen up top. So you can see Aaron does a great job with the mechanics. Makes everything, you know, looks like Ryan, looks like Devontae's coming down to block the backside. And then you see the pull by Jari. All right, nice fake here. You can see the commitment by the 27s on a pressure, perfect. But it's a great sell. Definitely looks like a run.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Definitely looks like a run. But then you got the screen, and really what makes it go is the excellent angle and block by Randall. See right there, gives Devontae a clear path to the safety.
Absolutely. And I want to go to the end zone view of this, and you got the pulling guard. I mean, you talk about play action that sells the play. You got the pulling guard, but then at the end of the play, you got Jason Spriggs, Corey Lindsley trying to join that screen with Randall.
Definitely. You're basically running, we call it press and pull. We're running the one back power, okay? And then obviously we're bringing the tackle out on the screen. So say you get a favorable defense to run the one back power, you kill it, and then we do run the power. And then, you know, obviously we don't run the screen. But just as you say, you can see what's the timing of Jason Spriggs right here. Okay, one step and go. Here comes Corey on the back block. He's blocking back just like he would do on power.
Yeah.
Okay. And those two guys are going to add. They're looking for the hook player. Obviously Jason's looking for the curl flat player. Randall does a great job blocking out on the force there.
That is really cool stuff. Is there any limit to all that run, pass, and all the things you can do?
No, not at all. I mean, you really want to make them look the same. That's the key. I mean, it's run action has to look like the run.
Thank you, Mike. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers raising money for the Salvation Army. Those people were out at Lambeau Field at the crack of dawn. Even before. It was amazing, Mike. They were lined up. Did you see them out there?
I did not, but I'm sure
for good reason. His charitable efforts are outstanding.
Mike, let's talk about the Pro Bowl a little bit, and I'm a little bit miffed, or actually more than a little bit miffed. Out of all the guys, I mean, and you guys had a lot of candidates. You had first alternates and so forth. But David Bakhtiari, if he's not the best left tackle or tackle in the game today, I don't know who is. How'd you feel about his snub?
Definitely. Every year you see one of your players or two that you just go, oh, gosh, I can't believe he didn't get voted in there. Unfortunately for David, I think the way our season went probably didn't help him, but gosh, he's had a great year. And I think like anything in this Pro Bowl, it's usually that second year is when you get it. And, you know, David had a really good year last year, so, you know, he was really on time to be, you know, in that position. It's unfortunate, but, you know, the process is what it is, but I agree with you. David Bakhtiari had an outstanding year.
I want to talk to you about an underappreciated, I think, segment of your football team, and that's special teams. Like at this point, after 14 games, punt return, fifth in the league. Kick return, sixth in the league. Punt coverage, fourth in the league. And you've got solid, or even better than solid, specialists. That's become a strength for you, has it not?
Sure has, and I just can't say enough about Ron Zook and Jason Simmons and the job that they've done. When you are, you know, structured the way we are with the roster, the young guys, it usually takes us a little bit longer into the season to get going. And gosh, they've really come on so strong here the last 5 or 6 weeks. So like anything, you have bumps in the road, whether it's penalties and different players and different combinations. But they play with great energy. I've always felt that your rush units and your coverage units, your run blocking unit is a great reflection of your play style as a team. And our special teams definitely reflect an excellent play style.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us. Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, unfortunately, Devontae Adams suffers his second concussion of the season. Big blow him up. Hits. What do you think the league ought to do about that problem?
Well, I'm sure as we're sitting here, Larry, there's conversation about the college, you know, the role, the targeting role. There's been discussion about that in the past. And, you know, and really watching Devontae go through what he went through, I mean, there's definitely merit for it. Because, I mean, you look at the play. I mean, it was a chippy game. You know, clearly leading up to that point, he was a focus of their defense. You know, they were doing everything they could to keep him from being productive. And the way that game was going, he was in the process of having a big game. I mean, he was lined up. It was an illegal hit, a dirty hit, and he's taken out of the game. So, yeah, I think there's definitely merit for that. It's totally unnecessary. It doesn't belong in the game anymore. There was a time in this league that hit was applauded. But, player safety is player safety. And the players, really the most part, do a great job. I mean, just the communication between the league, the players' association, the training, the players want it too. But very unfortunate, and you hate to see any of your players get hit like that, especially in such a prone position. I mean, he was, you know, it's I'd be for it, particularly after going through that experience.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck against the Vikings. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care and Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.